It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
All right, it's time for the download on Chicago Business here on The Download, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment featuring local entrepreneurs and CEOs who share their stories to help us better understand ours. Tonight, revolutionizing fast food. Actually, fast food is out. Fast casual, all the rage. Take Epic Burger, the burger restaurant here in town that was founded almost 10 years ago by David Friedman. Friedman was looking to make a more mindful burger restaurant and entered into the fast casual landscape that just seems to be the hotspot with more and more competition. So to stay ahead means you got to adapt. Epic Burger just went cashless and is experimenting with other options on the menu. The bleeding beet burger, anybody? And even expanded late night hours in some stores till 4 a.m. There are 8 restaurants in the Chicago area. Last year, Epic posted $8.2 million in revenue. David Friedman, the founder of Epic Burger, my guest tonight on The Download on Chicago Business. David, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. Sure.
All right, so let's talk about, do I overstate the competition in the fast casual business world of Chicago? Because it just seems like that's just where every restaurant wants to be.
Yeah, no, I think if anything, it's understated. It's not only fast casual players that have inundated the city, but food halls, food trucks, food delivery services, all of these things have an impact on our business.
How do you stay ahead of that? I mean, let's get into that conversation because, you know, with all the players, before we get to Epic, the idea that everyone wants to enter into fast casual as opposed to fast food, because you would think even 10, 15 years ago, you would have fast food places on every corner and you can still see the anchor stores all over downtown Chicago. But why has there been a move to a different kind of restaurant, a fast casual experience?
Yeah. You know, I think that there's been a great food education going on in this country for a while. If you look at the Food Network, celebrity chefs, all of these things have created a higher awareness of food and food quality. And I think people are a lot more experimental. They expect a lot more quality than they used to. So, and I think the fast casual is there to serve that purpose and help enlighten people to a better food product, but it's still at an affordable price point.
As a businessman, why get involved in restaurants? What was it about restaurants and fast casual that drew you in back in 2008?
Well, you know, I never considered myself a businessman. I considered myself a restaurateur. So my foray into the restaurant business was when I was 15 years old and bussing tables at TGI Fridays, and I just never got out of the business. And believe me, there were many times that I tried, but that just kept pulling me back in. And then I got serious about it. I went to the Culinary Institute in New York and really pursued it, chefing as a career and cooking as a career. And I love the restaurant business. So I've always considered myself a chef/restaurateur.
Why not a more fine dining establishment? Going to culinary school and you know, a lot of times a lot of chefs will come out and say, I'm going to open up my spot in this neighborhood. It's going to be an anchor. What was it about getting into this world, which is much different than what we see maybe over in the West Loop or some of the more popular areas?
Yeah, you know, I did that. I was an executive chef in fine dining in a lot of places in Chicago and worked very hard, very long hours. And at some point, I thought, well, you know, I need to figure out how to actually make some money in this business. And fine dining is very difficult. You know, it's got huge overhead, a lot of labor, high food costs. It takes a tremendous amount of hours to pull that off at a high level. And so I wanted to create something that was really scalable, that allowed me some freedom to impact not only my lifestyle, but a lot of people. So I wanted something that really, a product and a concept that I could introduce to a lot of people that I could scale fairly quickly and that was fairly simple. And so I landed on burgers and fries because I thought there was an opportunity there 10 years ago that there really was no better burger segment as they say today. So I just thought there was an opportunity for a better product, and I love the idea of fast casual. I love the simplicity of it.
When you talk about the overhead of a fine dining restaurant as a business owner, I mean, that's obviously important because you can only get a number of butts and seats to be able to make revenue off of the expenses that you have. When you're doing fast casual, it's about, I mean, there's a different recipe. Speed plays a big role in trying to get as many customers through the door. Epic Burger has always been a place I've known to adapt that philosophy that you order in certain ways and you stand at the counter and you get your meal a little bit later. I mean, talk about that. Talk about, you know, what you have to do as a business owner, especially in fast casual, to maximize the opportunity for revenue at a place like Epic.
Yeah, I think that simplicity is key. And it takes a tremendous amount of discipline to stay simple. And what I see in the food landscape a lot of times is people always want to gain business. They want to add things to the menu. And it brings a lot of complexity into your operations, and timing becomes an issue. So what I've worked hard on is the discipline of simplicity, which allows us to get out a high-quality product in a short amount of time. And it is a very tough discipline because there's a lot of things, and I get a lot of suggestions. Hey, I'd love to see this and that. And you know, I have to say no most of the time.
You know, when you think about that kind of work, and there is this, I mean, when I think of the challenges that go with a restaurant in Chicago and a fast casual one, I would think consistency, especially when you have eight different restaurants, making sure that the staff is trained the right customer service. I mean, are these all the things that are the challenge for you to keep Epic Burger above the fray when you talk about the fast casual experience in Chicago?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you used to be able to hang around if you were good. Not anymore. You have to be better than good, and you have to be great most of the time just to still hang around in this competitive environment. So, we are consistently working on what I call the restaurant 101, which is clean restaurants, friendly service, excellent food. And if we can get those three things right most of the time, and I'll admit we don't get it right all the time, but we certainly strive to get it right most of the time, we'll have an advantage. And then, you know, the other part is really, you know, brand and purpose and culture and values. You know, we work really hard on that piece, and we want to make sure that people understand that that we have a bigger purpose than just selling hamburgers, and that's why our tagline is a more mindful burger.
What I'm interested, especially when it comes to fast casual, is, you know, in Chicago, it's a tough business to be in restaurants. I mean, there's the old adage that says if you are open for more than 5 years at a restaurant, you have succeeded. Most restaurants close before they get to the five-year mark, and now we see more and more restaurants coming to Chicago because of its culinary excellence and everything that's happening here. In the case of Epic Burger or even Fast Casual, it's half that in the sense that it's a restaurant, and it's no doubt you're playing in that space. But it's also something different. I mean, there is something that it's a business, that fast casual, it's less of the idea of managing a restaurant and more about managing a business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, especially when you talk about multi-unit. So you really have to. I mean, I had to make that transition from restaurateur to executive, and it wasn't easy. I'm a hands-on operator. I like to be in my stores. I like talking with the team members, customers, bussing tables, wiping down tables and interacting in my restaurant. So it's a hard thing for me to sit back in the office and really focus on the business of the business. But I've trained myself, and I've had some mentors help me along the way, and it's becoming more natural for me. But I think that there's a big difference between restaurateur and executive. And when you get into a multi-unit situation, you really need to put your executive hat on.
David Friedman is the founder of Epic Burger here in Chicago. And when we come back, we'll take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about the 8 things every restaurant owner needs to know to thrive in the business. David's going to help. If you're interested in becoming an entrepreneur in the restaurant industry, David's got some tips here on The Download on Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a download on Chicago business. David Friedman in studio with me. He's the founder of Epic Burger. Epic Burger, of course, eight restaurants, the Mindful Burger here in Chicago, eight restaurants around town, and also $8.2 million in revenue last year. It's been in business since 2008. David talking to us about his journey from restaurateur to executive, but also about starting this business. And you've had a list of eight things that you gave me, that forwarded me before we started, the eight things every restaurant owner needs to know to thrive in the business. Before we get to these eight,
okay.
I mean, you obviously it's trial and error for you to come up with these eight things. I mean, how much did you have to learn on the job? I mean, because you mentioned you had already experience with restaurants and working in kitchens, but in this case, in fast casual with Epic, how much did you have to relearn or retrain yourself to be able to be the restaurateur of Epic?
You know, really, I think it's just a culmination of probably 25 plus years in the business, working in all aspects of the business. And I think that, you know, I spoke about simplicity earlier, and I think that when you think about artistic careers, and I do think that the restaurant business is an artistic career, I think there's a lot of creativity that's required to be successful in the restaurant business, that you really have to find your style, and it takes time to do that. You have to study under different people. Hopefully you've run across some people that have really inspired you and mentored you. And so you take a little bit of each of those things that you've learned from those people, and then you're able to turn that into yours and make it yours. And so I think Epic Burger is really just a culmination of 25 years of really hard knocks and lessons learned.
Let's get to those eight things every restaurant owner needs to know to thrive in the business. Number one, everything takes longer and costs more than you think.
Yeah, yeah. You know, someone told me that years ago, and until I really got busy with Epic Burger, I thought it was just one of those cliches, one of those sayings. But boy, did it turn out to be true. And even if you factor that in, you're still going to come up short. So my strong recommendation to anybody opening any sort of business that is, no matter how long you think it's going to take you, double that time.
Yeah.
And no matter how much money you think you're going to need, double that as well.
Number two, you got fortitude and perseverance are the most valuable traits you can hire for anything else. Let's get to number three, though. Mm-hmm. Ours is a business for professionals. What does that mean?
Well, the restaurant business is a very complex business, and it takes a lot of different skill sets to be successful in. And what I have seen is, you know, I think that the statistics are skewed on the failure rate for our industry. And I think that because there's a lot of people that get into our business that are amateurs.
Got it.
They are people that maybe threw fabulous dinner parties.
Mom and pop kind of place, or this, I can do this kind of thing. I want to open my own. You should open your own restaurant. Yeah. Right. We hear that all the time.
Yeah. And I think the success rate of true professionals, people that have been in the business, people that have gone to culinary schools or restaurant business schools and have really put their time in, I think they have a much higher success rate. Yeah.
Number four, you've got understand the true purpose of your company. If it's to make money, you will probably fail.
Yeah. You know, it's just too hard to do it just for the money, to run your own business and start your own business. You just get punched in the gut too often to do it just for the money. So there needs to be a higher purpose. And a friend of mine whose quote I'm going to steal is, you know, your purpose needs to be more important than your product. And so that's why we really focus on a more mindful burger, and our purpose is to create a more mindful world. And we do that through the food that we serve. And we want to start conversations around food and hopefully improve people's food IQ.
You got trust your gut, which is always good. Number six, bad news never gets better with age.
Yeah.
Seven, you've got be a perfectionist. And eight, which is a great one, asking once rarely works.
You know, it's funny. Even when I'm trying to pay people, asking once rarely works. So, you know, it goes back to really persistence and fortitude. And I think that those are the most important traits to start your own business. I do believe that you don't have to be the smartest person in the room, and it's probably a good idea if you're not the smartest person in the room, that you've got smarter people around you. But, you know, one thing I will say is that there is no one in my company that has more fortitude or perseverance than I do. And you just can't hire for that.
As we talk about the fast casual landscape in Chicago just exploding and so much competition, I mentioned at the top, you know, you have to come up with ways to adapt and innovate. You've gone cashless.
Yeah.
For the time being. For the time being, you'll see. You're changing some of the options on your menu. You're messing with hours or how late you stay open. How challenging is that as an executive to rethink the way you approach the restaurant business?
Yeah, it's very challenging because, again, you know, I go back to simplicity. So everything that we institute to try to drive more business, you know, we have to balance with simplicity. And for example, to stay open serving Epic Burgers and Sliders till 4 a.m. in our River North location is something I would not have considered 5 years ago. I didn't have to do that. It's been great for us and it's working well, but it's a lot of work and it's a big commitment to stay open till 4 a.m. Other things that we've done that we've had a lot of success with that other people maybe are unwilling or unable to do is, you know, we made sure that all our beef was halal certified because we wanted to appeal to the Muslim community, which is a huge community here in Chicago. And I think a community that needs a welcome mat. And we wanted to be that for that community. And they've been very appreciative and we love their business. We brought in a really what I think is a revolutionary product, which is called the Beyond Burger. And it is a plant-based hamburger that imitates meat. And the big idea around that is to try to convert meat eaters into a plant-based meal every now and then. And if we can do that, you know, it's better for your health, better for the environment. It's a win-win. And it's been extremely successful for us.
David Friedman is the CEO and founder and now executive and entrepreneur behind Epic Burger. There are eight restaurants in the Chicago area. Last year, Epic posted $8.2 million in revenue. It started back in 2008 and it continues to go strong. David, thanks so much for being my guest on the Download in Chicago.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.